Hey, it's Jay. I'm back again for another one. And tonight I'm reviewing the movie Hypnotic. To me, an attempt at a reinvention of a director. So when I first saw this trailer, it looked interesting enough. It looks kind of like a Michael Bay film, and it's like a combination of Inception and Memento, and it's starring Ben Affleck. So when I saw the trailer, I was really excited about it. It was about a detective that's investigating a mystery involving his missing daughter. And it seems like the person behind it is a guy who does hypnotism to do these bank heists and different things like that. And maybe catching him will get some insight to what happened to his daughter. So I was excited to see it. This is a Robert Rodriguez movie, and it doesn't look like one from the trailer. So I figured they're downplaying it, because sometimes when somebody's trying to try something different and it doesn't go with their brand, a lot of times they may hide the director's name. So they kind of get like a clean slate without anything being put on it, and people can just accept the project for what it is. The same thing with M. Night Shyamalan did for that that Will Smith and Jaden Smith movie, the one that was like in outer space. So I've seen where directors have done that. And even though you could see kind of like on the trailer and the credits at the end who directed it, it's not pronounced. And so like even this project right here, you know, Ben Affleck had his name above the title. I thought it was very interesting because there's a new studio that Robert Rodriguez has. And normally it's, I think, Troublemaker Studios, where he did all his movies like Spy Kids and things like that. And so now he had the banter Double R. And of course, for Robert Rodriguez. And I guess this is supposed to be his new studio that's going to do maybe a different style of work, not so kid related, more kind of elevated kind of artsy action thriller mystery kind of things. It's very interesting. So from the trailer, I was just so excited. And so some of the tales that it has, that it's a Robert Rodriguez movie, even though it looks different, it still has some of his tropes that he has in a way, where a lot of the cast is Latino, which is cool, because usually, you know, where else can they get these kind of roles that are not so typical in a movie? That's nice to have that in there. I think it's cool. So I think this is the thing where the idea was a little slicker than he had the ability to pull off. I think some of the things that really kind of threw me off about it would be, one, the dialogue, which I found out later that he wrote the screenplay. And so I'm sure that plays into it. The dialogue was kind of rough. So even when you had certain actors in here, especially like Ben Affleck, it just, at first I couldn't tell if it was him or not. But when I thought about how the dialogue was, it was just rough to hear him pulling off the dialogue. And it just really, really stood out, you know. And so it just felt like something else because of the dialogue. I think it kind of suffered from it. And then also the story, even though the story was interesting and twisty, it's like, even though everything was kind of given, it's almost too slick for its own good. But then also, if you do the story right, you don't have to explain everything. And I think a lot of stuff was overly explained because they knew it was like a little too complicated. So you had these dumps of exposition explaining how things work. And even when you could kind of gather from what happened, how it worked, you just kind of make sure that you know, and you hear the whole spiel, which kind of takes away from the confidence that you have in the work that you're watching. It's kind of like, okay, I didn't need you to tell me that. And then also, when you're given so much information and it's not really clear or it's not really tight, you start making you wonder, like, okay, if you tell me this, then I'm going to dig into it, and I'm going to dig into it, and now it doesn't make sense. So it's almost kind of like, if you're going to lean in trying to get an exposition, make sure it's tight and makes sense. Otherwise, just play it off like it's normal and keep it rolling. It was just weird because I like the concept of the movie. I like the idea of the movie, but the way it was directed, some of the parts is really cool, you know, but I think really, if anything, it was that dialogue that threw me off and the overcomplicated story. And even with it being complicated, not being able to pull it off in a slicker way. I was so hoping this would be like a Memento kind of thing, something kind of slick and different and kind of off, but nicely done. I was really rooting for Robert Rodriguez to have this second breath of, you know, as a director doing his thing, and because the trailer was intriguing. It's almost like I would like to see somebody else mess with this concept and tighten it up a bit and then execute it. Because like I said, from what I saw, it was almost looking like a Michael Bay movie or I can't even think of the guy's name. The guy did Inception. It's just like, it looked like it would be that kind of a thing. So I don't know. People will probably like it. If you just want like a nice, like fun movie. But I think this concept really got taken down because of the dialogue and the way it was executed. Like I said, the idea was cool, but you know, he would get away with this kind of dialogue on Spy Kids stuff. If you're doing like a movie like that where dialogue is kind of campy and cheesy, then you don't mind because it fits it. But when you're trying to have like a kind of a heady kind of movie and twists and turns and all adults are in there and it's some heavy stuff is happening, the dialogue and the, like, you could even tell what they were going to say, or you could tell how a person is going to respond to a situation. And it's kind of like, in this type of movie, you kind of need everything to match up. You need to match up. You need the acting to match up with the words. You need the words to match up with the visual to execute it for you to go along for the ride. And so, I don't know. I wouldn't pay full price. It's like if you saw it like on Netflix, it's a fun watch. But I just, you know, I was really hoping that this would be the thing. And I was really hoping that the reason why it wasn't really being pushed to advertise was because it's one of those kind of things he wanted to make it on his own merit, and not that, you know, it's probably not going to do well, probably didn't test well. Let's kind of just hide it, release it, and get it on demand somewhere, or get it on Netflix or Amazon or something. So I like the concept. The story was a little over convoluted. I thought the dialogue was bad, and it was an interesting watch. I would definitely give it that. If what I said you thought sounds cool, then check it out. I'm not saying everything, because there's some other stuff going on with this. And if you do decide to watch it, I want you to enjoy that surprise. Because I will say that the trailers, even though it kind of gave a good idea what's going on, it didn't give away anything. So I think that's cool. At least if you go in, you get a chance to experience it without anything being given away. All right, so that was Jay doing a review of the new Robert Rodriguez movie, Hypnotic, now in theaters. Until next time, peace. Thanks for listening, and please like and subscribe. Be sure to check out past and future episodes of this show, along with my other shows entitled The Movie Bench Quarterbacking Podcast and The J and Podcast, available now on all streaming platforms. Until next time, peace.